93.7, the River Classic Rock, redefined. I think it was Jane's Addiction on a Friday. Dog and Joe Show, 766-9370. Every now and again, these lists come out. You've got greatest guitarists, greatest rock songs, best hamburger. There's all these lists all over the internet. And every couple of months or so, there's always a new one. And depending on who puts the list together, the criteria changes. Usually, it's pretty thin, meaning it's always some no-name magazine or some writer or someone somewhere that concocts these lists, and you see the list, and the list, they're designed not to be accurate, but to piss you off and to get you talking. Yeah. And to get you type, and that's why they make these. So what we have here today, 50 most dominant athletes alive in 2017. And what that means is alive and currently playing, okay? Because when I first read it, I was like, well, Michael Jordan's going to be on here, and Mario Andretti's still alive. These are current athletes. Any sport, according to the list, these are the 50 most dominant. I'll start at number 7. Actually, let me back up. In at number 43, see if you think this is fair, Steph Curry. In at number 43.
43 of the 50 most dominant? No, I don't think about it. That's way out of line.
Yeah, he should be up in the 15s, top 10-ish.
Yeah.
I would think. 766-9370. Conor McGregor. In at number 37.
Who are they putting above these people?
There's a whole bunch of people. I just jotted down the notables, okay? Now we'll jump up to number 20, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, getting a little fair there, possibly. I think he's better as far as athletes go. Now we're going to go to the top 7, 766-9370, because I think we do a final four, and you give us your 3.
Okay.
If you can, 766-9370. We'll start at number 7, Roger Federer, tennis star, old guy. Still gets it done. One of the greatest tennis players alive. In at number 6, my main homegirl. I love her still. She's pregnant. A lot of people were calling in and texting. No, it's not mine. Serena Williams.
Get out.
She's in at number 6. I agree with that. That's a good ranking.
No, I mean, get out with the pregnancy thing. You're stupid.
A lot of people for a while were going, hey, dog, do you know anything about this? They were like knocking at my house at night and stuff. My wife's questioning me. It got weird. In at number 5, LeBron James. Pretty fair.
Okay. Yeah, but Steph Curry ought to be up there with him.
I think Steph Curry, if you're going to put LeBron there, I think that he deserves a top 10.
LeBron's probably the best basketball. I don't know much about basketball. Isn't he probably the best one playing right now, I imagine?
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of them, and I think LeBron and Steph are in there.
If I know his name, he's got to be good at basketball because I hate that sport.
In at number 4, the GOAT. Yes.
Okay.
Thomas Bradford, a.k.a. Tom Brady, getting a ranking of number 4. I think that's pretty fair. I'd like to see Tom in the top 3 just because of his age, just because of the accomplishments, the 5 championships. I think they lost to the Jaguars, though, in preseason. I saw something online.
What, they already played a preseason game?
I think so. I didn't read the whole article, but I think they played last night or the night before, and I think the Jaguars crushed them by like 17 points or so.
I thought they didn't start playing until September.
Well, they played somewhere.
Huh.
They did a scrimmage game or something. People were talking about it.
All right.
In at number 3, Simone Biles, the gymnast.
Okay, that's probably a fair one.
That's a pretty high ranking.
She's pretty good, that girl.
And again, there's another person out there, another Olympian, who still does compete, and he just raced a shark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, you got to have him up there. Michael Phelps, he's nowhere in here. In at number 2.
What do you mean he's no? Well, that's, you know why? Because he's not doing it professionally anymore.
Oh, he retired.
He retired.
Yeah.
He's probably the greatest athlete of all time.
I don't know how long I could argue that. I kind of agree with that. He is.
There's been no one else that's won as many things as he has to be our greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah, he kind of does. And I think if he sat down and they diagnosed him or he went in and they researched his body, I think they'd find gills. I think he has gills on him. In at number 2, Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player. Not familiar with him. But then in at number 1, most dominant athletes for 2017, Katie Ledecky.
Who?
She's the swimmer. Katie Ledecky. Everybody loves her. She had a great game, you know, back in the last Olympics, great games. She did fantastic. But when you hear that name, is that the most dominant athlete in America right now?
Does everyone know her?
Well, sorry, not even America, in the world.
Could you walk into any McDonald's and say Katie Ledecky and have people know who you're talking about, like Michael Phelps or Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan or...
Even in this day and age, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, Dale Earnhardt.
No, I don't think so. I think you go out to the Save Mart or the Raley's and go, hey, did you see Katie Ledecky last night? People would go, huh? Yeah, I don't think she has that household status yet.
See, to me, dominance isn't just about winning in your sport. There's a lot of people that win in your sport. But if the people that like me that don't know about the sport know your name, that's dominance in your field.
I think so. It's household recognition. I think it's wealth. I think it's the record, meaning your stats. I think all those things go into being a dominant athlete. And I'm sorry, Katie Ledecky does not get the first place in this list.
So. No, on there for sure. But
sure.
Definitely
she should have been down in the
40-ish
area.
Yeah, I'm blown away by the Conor McGregor and Steph Curry thing.
Yeah, Steph Curry way down at 43. So, 766-9370, we'll get to our list and then yours. Give us your final four. All we need are three. Welcome, Rich. How are you?
Hey, not bad, Dog and Joe Freak Show. Did somebody on crack in Florida make up that list?
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, somebody was on bath salts, weren't they, Rich?
Yeah, have they ever heard of Steph Curry? I mean, like you guys said, the guy's not only dominating in the game of basketball, he's a pretty small man, but the dude can play golf, too.
Oh, yeah, you saw what happened like a week or so ago. He shot an amazing round.
He was third up at Edgewood in Tahoe. The guy, I didn't know he could even hit a golf ball.
No, are we talking Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, yeah, just a week or so ago, I forget where it was, he shot like a 74 or 76 or whatever he shot. It was an amazing round, and the guy is all about the game. He goes out there, and he's not doing that Charles Barkley half-cock, my shoulder's broken, hips out of the line.
Yeah.
He's not swinging like that. This guy comes out, and it looks like he's been on the PGA for years.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Steph Curry is amazing.
Those guys, though, there. Once you're talented in one sport, you can pretty much play a couple of them, I would think.
Well, again, I say go back to the real and look at Charles Barkley. Not the case for him. If he ain't playing basketball, he ain't playing anything.
When are we going to get another like Bo Jackson? When are we going to get someone like that? Because we've had a couple of athletes that can cross the boundaries and do, like, what's his name?
Tebow.
Tim Tebow, and he's a pretty good baseball player.
But
Bo Jackson was great at both.
Yeah, you had Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, a triple threat. Basketball, baseball.
And golf.
Amazing golf player. There's very few people out there that can do that. Tim Tebow could not. Tebow's an okay baseball player, but he was an awful football player.
Not in college, he wasn't.
Well, college is college. He went to the big boy show, and woo, boy, did he stink.
Well, they did that to him.
Who did that to him?
The press and the media and people like that.
They took away his talent.
No, well, they overhyped him. You take a young kid like that and you overhype him, and the next thing you know, he starts disbelieving in himself.
He can't live up to the expectation.
Yeah, they did that. The media did that to him.
Chris, welcome. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Oh, Chris, good. Welcome. Hey, Chris. How are you?
Doing good. I agree with all of these everybody. This list is ridiculous. But my top three, if you're going to have Roger Federer in there, you have to have Rafael Nadal.
Now, hold on. Rafael Nadal is in the list. I just didn't cover his name. He's further down.
Okay. Well, and Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, the other tennis player. Yeah, clearly you like tennis. Okay.
But my top three, Steph Curry would be number one. Number two would be LeBron James.
Okay.
And number three, who used to play for the Kings, who now Vlade Divac, who used to play.
Wow, okay. Throwing some local love there.
Not bad.
Appreciate
not bad
the list, Chris. Have a good Friday. 766-9370. Joe, you want to do yours first or you want me to go?
You go ahead.
Okay. In at number three, and if this was 2 years from today, it'd probably be he at number one, Jordan Spieth.
Oh, the golfer.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth, young kid. He's just an amazing kid, keeps his head on pretty straight. I thought this PGA Championship that's going on this weekend, it was supposed to be all about him and Rory McIlroy. They're not even in the top 10 yet. And again, today's only Friday. We got a lot of golf to play. But Jordan Spieth, he's an amazing golfer, amazing talent. He's young. He's really going to become one of the greats if he keeps this up. In at number two, I despise the man. I don't like how he lives. I don't like the things he's done. But when you talk about dominant athletes, you got to have Floyd Mayweather at number two. You have to. You look at the money he's going to make off this fight with Conor McGregor. What he's doing is setting up Conor McGregor for life. He has made this possible because he agreed to fight him. Conor McGregor talked all that crap, talked all the trash. Lo and behold, the guy that's undefeated stooped to Conor McGregor's UFC level, if you will, and said, yeah, you know what? I'll do this. He's got money. He's a great boxer. I don't like him. He's not a good human, but I do think he's a dominant athlete. Seriously.
I would have to agree with every single thing you just said right there. He's not a good human. He's a piece of excrement.
Yeah.
But he's dominant.
He's dominant.
You can't go anywhere without people knowing who that is. That's dominance.
Yeah. People know who Floyd Mayweather is. And in at number one, I got to do this just because they get so overlooked when it comes to athletes. In at number one right now, he's got 7 championships, and I believe he's somewhere in the top 10 for points. Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR driver. He has been on fire since he's debuted. He's a fantastic driver. I know he doesn't ever run in the Indy. He doesn't cross over a lot, but he's a fantastic motorsports athlete. So there's my final four, 3 of them.
Okay. You want me to go or you want Dana to go?
Well, I didn't give this to Dana because, Dana, do you have athletes? I didn't think Dana knew too much about athletics or sporting and all that. That's why I left you out. Dana, do you have a list?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Dana's there working on other stuff. She's not even listening. Joe, what do you got?
Okay. Number 3 for me, and I put him at number 3. He may be up higher on the list, but number 3 for me because I'm not a big fan of this sport. I think you have to put LeBron James on the list.
I agree.
I don't like basketball at all, but mm-hmm. The guy clearly is commanding and very dominant in the sport.
And has been.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, since Kobe left, he's the man.
I would think so at this moment. Number 2 for me. May not be the best in the sport that he plays, but
by looking at your face, I know this is going to be awful.
I refuse. I refuse to put the other man's name on my list, and I will not put his name on my list. So number 2 for me is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Probably in reality, the second most dominant quarterback in the sport, but I will not put the other one on my list.
Wow, that is what I call a shame. That is what I call a shame. And the only reason I didn't put the GOAT, Tom Brady, on my list is because he got a fair shake in this list. Ex-Cal Bear, Aaron Rodgers, he's a good guy.
He really is.
He's a good guy, and he's got a lot of football left in him. And I believe he's got at least one more ring coming to him before he leaves the game.
Yes, I definitely agree with that.
If not, you know, more. But I think that's fair. That's a good one.
Football, besides motocross and supercross, is my favorite sport, so I definitely have to put one. And I would put a motocross and or supercross champion on there, but they're dominant to me. They're not dominant to the world. They're not. Their name is not known.
They don't have that big star power. Yeah.
That's my favorite sport, but not the world's, I guess you could say. So number 1 for me, and I say this because dominance is all around, not just being the best. Clearly, this guy is not the best in his sport. He was beaten by someone. He was punished by someone.
Uh-huh.
But he's more dominant in the sport than the guy that beat him, Conor McGregor.
I you know what? I thought about putting him in my list because he has changed the face of MMA, and he's going out, you know, all his tattoos, all that brash, his ego, all his cars. He is a dominant figure and role model in the sport, and you're going to see tons and tons of people years to come that want to do MMA because of him, and the fact that he wanted to go after Mayweather and that Mayweather agreed, everybody knows who he is, and this is just a cage fighter, if you will.
Yeah, but he's more than that, because a cage fighter is Diaz.
Yeah.
Nick Diaz clearly beat him stupid. We all saw it. I mean, he beat the hell out of Conor McGregor.
209,
probably
Diaz.
A little bit better of a fighter, you know, but when you look at him, he's a thug. He can't speak clearly. Mm-hmm. He does drugs. Him and his brother get kicked in and out of the sport.
That's Joe speaking, by the way, Nick, if you're listening.
No, I'm just saying, that's he don't care. He'll tell you. I mean, I just watched a YouTube video of him smoking dope out of an MMA glove the other night.
Well.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't care.
And if you are listening, you could beat Connor's ass. We watched you do it. You know, I think if you fought him again, you'd beat him again.
Yeah.
But dominance in the sport is everyone knowing your name and everyone being accepting of you.
The money, the pay-per-view, the recognition. Yep. And it being said in a household, and people are like, yeah, I know Conor McGregor.
Yep. You put Nick Diaz up against Floyd Mayweather, I don't think Floyd Mayweather could run around the ring enough. If Nick connected a couple of times, he'd knock him out.
Well, he could. But again, I don't want to shortchange Mayweather's skill. He's just too technical and boring.
He's too old to fight these kids.
He's too protective of keeping the undefeated record. So he doesn't give you a good fight when you see it. That's why it's going to be exciting when him and Conor McGregor hook up.
And allegedly, he roughs up women, so he doesn't get on my list.
Yeah, really? You're going to get on a plane and start making it rain up there and showing people all the cash you have?
Yeah.
And then you're not going to pay the IRS?
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
So there you have it. If you got some more, 766-9370. Here's the Cars on 93.7 The River.